when Black Friday comes, I'm gonna stay back.
This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris on the final weekend before Thanksgiving. And of course, right after Thanksgiving, we have Black Friday, the day the stores are open with deals galore. This year, of course, a lot of that is going to happen on Thanksgiving as well. Kmart is going to be open on Thanksgiving from 6 o'clock in the morning. That's just wrong for their employees. By the way, there are other odd things happening on Black Friday, including a deal at a car wash in Taunton, Massachusetts, where they'll give your car a free wash and they'll give you a dollar for coming by. Marietta, Georgia, there's a dentist who's offering a deal on teeth whitening services. And there's also a veterinarian who says, bring in one pet and we'll take care of all the rest as well. Pay for one, we'll do all of your pets. You can bring in 50 if you can get them in the car. And there's a mortgage lender in Troy, Michigan, who's offering money off on your closing costs. Everybody's trying to get in on Black Friday. There will be good deals, and there will be some not-so-good deals. Here to tell us which are which is Mark LoCastro from the website DealNews.com. Hi, Mark.
Hello there.
Tell us something that you absolutely would recommend people look for when they go out for that crazy day of shopping.
Well, first off, I just want to say that if you are going to shop for Black Friday, you do not need to go to a physical store to get the best deals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our data actually indicated that 70% or more of the in-store deals that happen during Black Friday are available online at the same price and sometimes even cheaper. So there's no reason to really brave the crowds unless you really want to.
Wow, so people do not have to get out the lawn chair at 3 o'clock in the morning and go sit in front of the store and wait for it to open at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
You do not, exactly. I mean, just like how these physical stores have doorbuster deals to lure you into the store,
yeah,
the online counterparts have these kind of hidden, unannounced online deals that only happen there. So, again, there's online doorbusters that are only available online. And again, these prices are pretty much the same. But Black Friday is pretty much all about consumer electronics for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
There are some fantastic deals that we've been seeing. For example, a 50-inch HD TV for $229.
Wow.
At Target. A 70-inch Vizio smart LED TV at Walmart for under $1,000. Now, these two price points are unheard of for that size television.
That, of course, does not come installed.
That's the thing. You have to check with your local retailers if they deliver it to your place or they install it for you. Again, these are doorbuster deals, so they're only available at those locations. And usually the stores do not announce their inventory of these products, so they can technically only have one of these in stock. So if you're not the first person in line, you're probably not going to get them.
Yeah, and by the way, you just mentioned a couple of big names. I've always thought that when you go and get these incredible cheap prices on big electronics, that it's somebody you've never heard from, a company that was never on the shelf before.
Yeah, that's true. Black Friday is about cheap things at cheap prices. But every now and again, you see these high-end brands really kind of getting into the mix. I mean, that's not to say that these are the most current models. There are some Samsungs and some Vizios. They may not be the 2013 models, but they're still good televisions.
Okay, but what if you are looking for a good new TV? Is there a better time to buy them than Black Friday?
So if you're looking for a premium name brand television, top of the line, do not shop during Black Friday. You probably will not see a sale. Sales on premium televisions actually happen starting in December and run all the way into February. So if you can wait on holding on, getting that television for your home entertainment centerpiece, wait after Black Friday. That's when the deals get better.
Okay. What about, speaking of home entertainment, things like the new PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One?
There, you will not be able to get the new consoles at discount. They're just in too high demand, and a lot of them are already sold out, pre-ordered. So if you can even get your hands on one for list price, we're considering that a deal to begin with. But if you are looking for a gaming console, look to the previous generation consoles like the Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3. but don't just buy the console. A lot of these major retailers are offering bundle packages. Well, they'll sell the console with maybe some extra controllers and two or three games for the same cost. So look out for previous generation console bundles.
Yeah, that's good for people who don't have any of those right now. You don't necessarily have to have the brand new one. In fact, with a lot of consumer electronics, I don't buy things when they're brand new. I let other people buy them, figure out what the bugs are, wait until they get fixed, and then 6 months later, sometimes you can get them, and the crazy crush for them is over, and sometimes the price comes down a little bit.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, for example, the Samsung Galaxy S4, this is one of the hottest Android smartphones available, and that was being sold for $200 a couple weeks ago. If you wait until Black Friday, this phone could be free. Best Buy is offering it for free with a two-year contract. So if you're up for renewal and you want an Android, go to Best Buy for the Samsung Galaxy S4. That's one of the best deals we've seen this whole Black Friday.
All right, while we're talking about phones and things like that, what about iPhones and iPads and other tablets? Those don't get really affected by these huge deals on Black Friday, do they?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a misperception about Apple devices that you can't really get their products on sale. And our recommendation is, if you're looking to get any sort of iDevice, do not shop at the Apple Store. They have a very modest Black Friday sale. It's about 5 to 10% off their products with free shipping if you are shopping online. However, if you shop at a certified Apple reseller like Amazon, Best Buy, MacMall, Mac Connection, they offer 20%, double the number of discounts than the Apple Store.
Wow. Speaking of Amazon, what about the Kindle? Does that ever go on sale?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some pre-Black Friday ads for the Kindle Fire HD. Now, this is the 8.9-inch tablet for $189, but it's at Meijer. And, you know, you have to be kind of near that store to get that deal. I know here in New York we do not have that retailer, but that is a fantastic deal. And what happens is when retailers like this announce a great sale, sites like Amazon can easily price match it. And price matching has been just fantastic for the consumer because it's giving them the opportunity to get the absolute lowest price on these really hot products.
And you can probably walk around these stores on Black Friday with your app open, your Amazon app open on your phone. You find something in the store, you type it in, what's it cost on Amazon, and will the brick and mortar places match the Amazon price?
It depends on which store you're shopping at, but price matching is really hot right now. All the retailers are doing it, and again, it just benefits the consumer. If you are going to a physical store to shop, you better have your smartphone, and you have to do your price matching. Dare to say it, I recommend that consumers showroom a little bit. Look at the product, you know, and then look on your smartphone to see if you can get it online or even elsewhere at a cheaper price.
All right, what about other things that people might be shopping for besides electronics on Black Friday? Toys, clothing, etc.
Yeah, well, toys is an interesting category because there will be sales on toys, especially the hot ones like on Toys R Us's Fabulous 15 list. But the researchers at Deal News identified the best time to buy toys is not Black Friday. It's actually in December. That's when you're going to see the steepest discounts on toys, specifically 2 weeks before Christmas. So if you could wait on buying these toys for your, you know, your kids, your nephews, whoever it is, wait until December. That's when the steepest discounts occur.
If they're still on the shelves.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. You're running a risk with these toys, especially if it's a make-or-break item that you need to get as a gift for somebody. And there's always a chance that it could run out come December. But, you know, speaking of inventory, these large national retailers are really stocking up on these hot items. The last thing they want to do is sell out of an item and not make a sale.
Yeah. I feel that I'm really in the minority. There's no way you're going to get me in a store on Black Friday, and I'm not even thinking about doing any shopping on that day online either. It's just not in my brain yet, and it won't be for several more weeks. And I also know for a fact, having talked about this on the air many years in a row, that Black Friday is not the busiest shopping day of the year. That is the Saturday before Christmas every year, because that's the day men realize, uh-oh, I don't have much time left. And that's when they go out and do the shopping. And even then, you can still get deals, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Just because tons of things go on sale and retailers are bombarding you with their promotions and their discounts and their circulars and their ads doesn't mean you need to shop. There are things that, again, you just don't need to buy.
Right.
If you want clothing, for example, Black Friday is not the best time to do it.
Mark, I got to cut you off, but I'll send people to the website dealnews.com to find out more about Black Friday, what you should and shouldn't buy. Thanks so much for joining me. America Weekend.